This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's a good day when I start the show smiling. I'm so glad I could do that. I've started the show so many days, so frustrated. Trump playing absolute smash mouth overnight. Yeah, with the usual pearl clutchers freaking out, pennies in a wad, you know, the whole nine yards, Wall Street gasping, oh no, we must let China do whatever it wants. Why? Absolute awesomeness last night, and Trump is doing what I had really hoped he would do in the second term. You never know what a second term is going to do. I mean, you're not going to do what they want to do because there's no electoral consequences for a second term president, right? But you don't know what it is. It could be anything, honestly. I mean, look at George W. Bush, how he used his second term. He tried to ram amnesty down our throats, never campaigned on it. Donald Trump is going smash mouth in a way I've never seen in my lifetime from any politician in the United States of America. And it is glorious. Putting all the chips on the table because he can. There's nothing to stop him or stand in his way right now. Love this. Issuing an executive order to charge Canada and Mexico 25% tariff on goods upon taking office. They have 55 days to get their act together and knock off this globalist open borders crap. Washington has 55 days to stop pretending. We'll start with Mexico. Okay. Here's what's going on with Mexico right now. And you can Google this. It's very interesting. UK Daily Mail, you got to go there to get honest coverage of it. The American media is just not capable. There's something called Operation Carousel. We've been talking a lot about it. Thanks to the really only real border reporter in our country, Todd Benzman, who's gone down to a place in Mexico called Tapachula. Okay? They're running Operation Carousel out of Tapachula. That was a cleanup operation for the border. So our Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, went down to Mexico in January. He said, listen, we got to get Joe Biden reelected. We're not going to get him reelected if the American people keep seeing this mess on the border. So what we need you to do, we want to keep our future voters, okay? Got to keep the voter drive going. We want to keep them, but we can't have them at the border. So they had the Mexican military round them up, literally like a herd, at the border and take them to northern Mexico and put them behind walls and blockades. They literally blockaded an entire city called Tapachula, blocked the roads, surrounded with military. Again, the official operation is called Operation Carousel. It's written about very, you know, very widespread, very known down in Mexico. Not here because America and our media, they lie to you. Okay, so they kept them in Tapachula. Their numbers grew to 150,000 illegal immigrant future Democrat voters, right? Because they don't want to let the voters go. They just want to keep them for a while. Just need them away from the border, you know, because optics. Got to hose the American people. Got to fool the American people. It's all about fooling the American people, the Democrats and the media. So the plan was to unleash them after the election, whether Her Highness won or not. Trump knows this. He knows there's a wave of 150,000 coming. Trump knows something else. To get them to move in one mass herd, they needed great inducements. So what did Biden do? This has been in the news the last couple of days. I'm assuming Biden knows he did it. Who knows what Biden knows? A horrifying new version of the CPB1 app. No background checks. Let this sink in. Jennifer Tare, New York Post. No background checks. Well, what about monitoring bracelets, ankle bracelets, which at least some of these illegals have had to wear? You could check a box if you want to opt out. So if you're a nice terrorist, a good homegrown terrorist from Yemen, and you're coming here to kill thousands of us, you could just click the box. No, I'd prefer not to have a monitoring bracelet. And guess what? The app, when you check in, doesn't even say where you are. 100,000 slots in that app. Why? To act as a magnet to get them to walk up from Tapachula. Knowing it's like, you're, yes, especially a magnet for terrorists and criminals, which the Democrats love. They love having them here. Don't kid yourself. They do. Trump's got to stop this thundering herd of future maybe Democrat voters and probably quite a few terrorists and criminals from other countries and gang members. You know the drill, right? He's got to stop him. He needs a big thing to stop them. Okay, this is the background of mainstream media is not going to give to you. What do you do? What do you do with that? 25% tariff on goods. Bam. Or Mexico could just take their little carousel and carousel these people right out of the country. Not our problem. Now, what makes this so interesting is Mexico was set up for maximum level profits because all these Chinese auto plants were being built. So they could gut the American auto industry, move it down to Mexico, which is what Hunter Biden got bribed, paid off by China to do. That's why Joe's implementing it. See the whole scheme right in front of you? So what does Trump do? He upends the whole table yesterday. Just takes it, the whole card game, and upends the table. Sends the cards flying. Here's the Trump social post about the 25% tariff. And by the way, this morning, all the right people are going wild over this, which means this is a good thing. As everyone is aware, Trump writes on True Social, thousands of people are pouring through Mexico and Canada, bringing crime and drugs at levels never seen before. That is true. Right now, a caravan coming from Mexico, composed of thousands of people, it's actually over 150,000, they're just breaking it into waves as the Mexican military literally accompanies them up to the border. So the Mexican military is still answering to the Democrats, still running the border drive, voter drive for the Democrats. Okay, composed of thousands of people, seems to be unstoppable in its quest, Trump writes, to come through our currently open border. On January 20th, as one of my many first executive orders, I will sign all necessary documents to charge Mexico and Canada a 25% tariff on all products coming into the United States and its ridiculous open borders. This tariff will remain in effect until such time as drugs, and in particular fentanyl and all illegal aliens, stop this invasion of our country. Both Mexico and Canada have the absolute right and power, he's right about this, to easily solve this long simmering problem. We hereby demand they use this power, and until such time as they do, it is time for them to pay a very big price. So he's giving them roughly 55 days to knock it off and stop their crap. What he's really doing is grabbing them by the neck and saying, you don't answer the Democrats anymore. They're done. See that popular vote thing? Yeah, they're finished. You answer to me now. Okay, so your little carousel? Yeah, spin them right off the carousel, then go back over your southern border. By the way, close your southern border, because that's what this is too. Stop the caravans. So you got, he has, this is a breathtaking risk, okay? 25%, do you know how much of our stuff comes from Mexico now? Which is a bad thing, by the way. You know, we're talking fruit, vegetables, just factories, it's endless, okay? I cannot imagine this morning what it's like in Mar-a-Lago, what it's like on his cell phone, because all these executive CEOs that have his phone number, they're all calling him. They're going, oh my God, dude, what are you doing? He doesn't care. I love it. I don't give a damn. I'll pay 25% more. And believe me, I'm like you. I can't afford it. I don't care. Make it stop. Make it stop. And here's what Trump knows. They're not going to, this not going to be a 25% tariff on anything. Trump has threatened this before, by the way. He did in 2019. And you'll hear people say this today. Well, he doesn't mean it. He threatened it in 2019. No, why didn't he do it in 2019? Because Mexico freaked. Mexico freaked out. They stopped the flow for us. They closed their southern border. They closed their southern border. That's why. So we didn't have to do it. But this is how you play Smash Mouth. And I didn't even get to the northern border or the absolute heap of burning wreckage that Trump just left the Chinese EV industry, which is also the Mexican EV industry, in. This is not just about illegal immigrants, although it's in fentanyl, although it's a big part of it, and terrorists. I'm going to get into that too. It's a big thing with terrorists. It's also about striking that first preemptive blow and telling Mexico and China, you're done, honey. You might have paid off Chairman Ho and his son Hunter, but I don't take that money. And you don't get to wreck the American auto industry. Remember, he said it was a bloodbath, what China was getting ready to do with the EV industry. They were going to wreck American auto production. This is while those unions supported Trump. Yeah, so this is a shot over the bow about EVs. Don't even finish the factories. Don't even bother. Oh, it's glorious. And I'm just getting started. So much fun. We'll be back in a moment. I'll explain the rest.